but it is definitely from the first century. So let's read from it.
Yes,
let's
inshallah.
read from a copy of the Quran from the first century and see how similar it is to my copy in my hand today, printed in Saudi Arabia.
You're looking at one of the oldest fragments of the Quran ever discovered. It's written on parchment, most likely made from sheep or goat skin, and it's been dated by experts as being more than 1,300 years old. And that makes it among the earliest known fragments of the Quran anywhere in the world. And it's here in the University of Birmingham. This remarkable document had been resting on the shelves of the university library for decades without anybody realising just how old it was, until a researcher decided to take a closer look. The pages were radiocarbon dated to no later than the year 645, which means the university has found one of the very earliest known examples.
Finding out that we had one of the oldest fragments of the Quran in the whole world was fantastically exciting individually and for the university as well. I mean, we were expecting it to be early, but we did not, I think in our wildest dreams, expect that it would roughly correlate to the lifespan of the Prophet Muhammad, which makes it an incredibly early Quranic fragment.
The manuscript had been stored here in a collection of Middle Eastern documents brought to Birmingham in the 1920s. Academics here say that this discovery goes back to the earliest years of Islam.
The person who actually wrote it may well have known the Prophet Muhammad. He would have seen him probably. He would maybe have heard him preach. He may have known him personally. And that really is quite a thought to conjure with.
But it is definitely from the first century. So let's read from it.
Yes.
Let's read from a copy of the Quran from the first century and see how similar it is to my copy in my hand today, printed in Saudi Arabia today. Okay. So here we have the text on the screen.
Just before you do this, Adnan Bhai, let me just make sure that brothers and sisters, just two things. I know we're not addressing your questions as we go along because I don't want to lose the flow of where this discussion is going, because it's very important to clarify these points and ensure that they come across in a very clear and methodological sort of structure. So we're going to address your questions at the end of what needs to be discussed. And secondly, please, if you haven't already, make sure to share this with everyone on your social media links. Just copy the link and share it so other people can benefit from this too, inshallah. So Adnan Bhai, I'm going to pass it back over to you. And
okay, I want you to take the cursor from word to word, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and I hope you can read this ancient Arabic. I can, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the Arabic of the Prophet and his companions. Not that it is different to what we read in the Quran today, but the reason why I said that is because this is the script the Prophet's companions used to write the Quran. I repeat, this is the exact script that was used by the companions of the Prophet to write the Quran, and this copy is from their times. It has been radiocarbon dated to their time. So let's read it from the very first verse. Okay, this is the beginning of Surah Taha, by the way. Okay, Surah Taha is Surah 20. Surah Taha is chapter 20 of the Quran, and it reads as follows. I'm going to read the parchment from my laptop screen, which is in front of me right now, because I cannot see the screen on my phone, which is very, very small.
Yes,
so I'm going to read the same. Okay. So if you follow with the cursor, please start with Bismillah. Bismillah, yep. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay. Taha. Taha. Okay, this is exactly what is written in my modern copy here. Mm-hmm. It is in front of me. I'm doing a comparison word by word.
And Adnan,
word by word. Yes.
Why are you going through? I noticed these dots after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ayah separators.
Okay.
Ayah separators.
Allah.
Ayah separators. Yes. This is these dots separate the verses. Subhanallah. Allah. Even the verses Allah. Were separated as early as that. Okay. Allah. So we have done Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm pretty sure everyone can decipher Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim thus far. Okay. The script is ancient. It is early Hijazi script. So I don't expect everyone to read this. Okay. It can be read by experts. Right. Now, next word after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim immediately is Taha.
Yep.
Okay. pa and ha. Okay, it's there. You can see it with the cursor.
Yep.
Good. Next one. Ma anzalna. Ma anzalna. Alayka. We go to the next line now, Brother Imran. Yep. Yeah. Alayka. This is alayka. Okay. Al Qur'ana. Alayka al Qur'ana. Okay. Litashqa. Litashqa. Okay. Exactly word by word what we have in our modern copy here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient Quran is on my screen on the laptop here in front of me. Okay. I'm reading from a laptop here. Okay. And then I have the modern copy opened in front of me right here. Okay.
We'll bring the.
So I'm gonna go to the next verse now. Okay. Illa tazkiratan. Illa tazkiratan liman yakhsha. Okay. Now next verse. Next verse after that. Okay. Tanzilan. It's the next verse. Okay. Next line.
Next line. Yep.
Okay, the first word of the next line is tanzilan, ta, noon, okay, za, and ya, and lam, okay, lam alif, tanzilan, mimman, okay, khalaqal arda was samawat al-ula, okay, I'm reading it deliberately in a broken way so that people can actually see the exact words I'm reading, okay.
Yeah.
I'm breaking the words. Okay.
We're at the end of the third line.
Okay.
Now, right?
Tanzilan mimman khalaqal arda was samawatil ula. Okay. This is how you read it in flow, but I'm breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
Next verse. The very next line, the first word of the next line is Ar-Rahmanu. Okay. Put the cursor on that, please. Ar-Rahmanu alal arshi istawa. Okay. Is that clear?
Yep.
Exactly the same words in the modern copy of the Quran. The one I'm reading from is a 7th century copy from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Okay? This copy is more than 1300 years old. It has been dated, carbon date, radiocarbon dated to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Okay? So it's exactly what is in my modern copy here in my hands. Okay. Now, next verse. Lahu. Can you see Lahu?
Yep. I think I'm following you still.
Lahu. After the dots. You know where it's, where the word istawa is. After istawa. Okay. There are dots. Four dots. And then Lahu. Ma fis samawati.
Yep.
Ma fis samawati. Ta is on the next line, by the way.
Yep, got it.
Ta
yep.
of samawat is on the next line. Okay. Wama fil ardi. Have you got it? Wama fil ardi, the cursor?
Yeah.
Okay. Wama baynahuma.
SubhanAllah.
Okay.
I'm surprised at how much I can make out from even
Allahu
though.
Akbar. Yes. Yeah, when you go slowly, you can. Wama tahta thura. Okay. Wama tahta athura. Athura is on the next line,
next
the
line,
beginning
yep.
of the next line. Yep. Then four dots again.
Yep.
Or a few more dots. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Wa in tajhar. Yes.
Yep.
Wa in tajhar bil qawli. Fa innahu ya'lamu sirra. Ya'lamu sirra. Okay. As sirra. That's where the verse ends on this line.
Yep.
And then the next line. Wa akhfa. Okay.
Yep.
And then the next verse. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa lahul asma'ul husna. Allahu akbar. Okay, so al husna again is the first word on the next line.
Yep.
Have you got your cursor on al husna? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, then the next verse. Wa hal ataka Hadith Musa. And then after Musa, you have the five dots.
Yep.
Okay, ayah separator. Then, Iz Ra'ana. Iz Ra'ana.
Yep.
sorry, idra'a naran. Sorry, no, it's idra'a naran. Okay, id is separate to ra'a and then naran. Okay, is mm-hmm. is the last word of the line, and the next word in the next line is ra'a naran. Idra'a naran faqala li ahlihi. Okay, faqala li ahlihi. Okay, now there is a very tiny small difference in the spelling here in faqala and the way faqala is written in the modern copy. Okay, mm-hmm. faqala here is written with the invisible alif. Okay, mm-hmm. you have fa, qaf, lam there. Can you put the cursor on it, please?
Here we go. Yep.
Okay. Have you got? Yeah. Do you have 1 second? Let me see if the cursor is in the right place.
I'm hopefully it is, bro. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, right here. Yes, that's it. Exactly. There you see fa, qaf, yep. and yep. lam. Okay. Yep. So alif is invisible in this particular text. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here in the modern copy, they have pronounced the alif. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we move on. Okay. Faqala li ahlihi. Okay, li ahlihim kuthu. Okay, imkuthu basically is the next word.
Yep.
Then inni. Okay.
Yep.
Anastu.
Yep.
Naran.
Yep.
Now we're going to the next word. Next line. Naran. La'alli. Okay. La'alli. Yep. Atikum, atikum, yes?
Yep.
Did you see atikum?
Yep.
Minha, biqabasin, can you see biqabasin?
Yep.
O ajidu, alan nari. And let me bring the screen up a little bit. Alan nari. You got it?
Yes, yeah, the end of that line.
Hoda.
Right?
Alan nar, yeah. Nar, basically, lam, noon, and ra. Lam, noon, and arif, and ra is on the next line.
Yep.
The first. Then hoda.
Yep.
Okay, the word hoda. And then dots.
Yes.
Okay. Falamma.
Yep.
Ataha. Falamma. Ataha. Nudiya. Ya Musa. Are you following me
yep.
with the cursor? Okay.
Yep.
Inni ana. Rabbuka. Fakhla. Okay. Na'alayka. In other words, Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam to take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. Okay. Innaka. Bilwadil Muqaddasi Tua. Bilwadil Muqaddasi Tua. Okay. Wa inna. Sorry, wa ana. Sorry. Wa ana, because I'm reading from the ancient copy, so because the diacritical marks are not there on this copy. Because this is an ancient copy, the marks have not yet been added for the non-Arabs to read. Okay. Wa ana. Wa anakhtartuka. Wa anakhtartuka. And this is where this particular page ends. Okay?
Yep.
Now, the verses before are, if you go to the verses before, beyond Bismillah, those are the last verses of Surah Maryam. Okay? Are they exactly the same? Okay? Are they exactly the same? Let's go to the last verse. Let's go to the last verse of Surah Maryam. Okay? So text we have read so far, from the 7th century copy of the Quran, physical copy that comes from the life of the Prophet and his companions. Okay, according to the non-Muslim Western scholars, we showed you in the BBC documentary, okay, this copy comes from the life of the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The text we read is exactly the same, okay, is what we find in the modern copy printed in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, here we have.
We're going to bring it up, right, on the screen as well, eventually.
Okay. We don't have to here. People can do a comparison. Yep. But when people are looking at this video, when they're watching this video, they can put the modern copy in front of them and they can follow the text. Okay. Absolutely. Now, let's go to the verse before. So another point we learn here, the surah order in the life of the Prophet, okay, and the companions is exactly the same, because the surah before is Surah Maryam, chapter 19 of the Quran, the chapter about the mother of Jesus Christ.
I think this needs to really, subhanAllah, let me just emphasize this once more. What we're seeing here is not only is the text the same, literally, but the breaking of the ayat, where they stop and where they end, is the same, and even the order of the surahs is the same from what we have in front of us.
Yes, absolutely. There you have it. The copy is there. It's from the life of the Prophet and his companions. The copy is there in front of you. You can read it. You can read it today. It's exactly word by word what you read in your modern copies. Word by word. Allah. This is the standardization of the Prophet's companions. This is what they read. Allah, this is what they gazed upon as their copies of the Quran.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله